Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are deep in the thick of it now, guys. Injuries are everywhere. It's week 9. We're going to preview what's going on in fantasy basketball. Let's go!
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Shaq.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. It is basketball.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we are previewing Week 9 in Fantasy Hoops. We are discussing the NBA schedule as well as talking about streaming targets for particular categories, points leagues, all the above. There's also a bunch of NBA injuries going on at the moment, which means that there are actually quite a few streaming opportunities out there if we are quick enough to get ahead and have a look at them. So we're going to discuss them today. It is bloody hot up here in Brisbane, and so we're going to try and make this one a nice, quick little podcast. It was 36 degrees today, which for my American audience, what is that? Celsius to, what is that in Fahrenheit? 36 degrees. That is 97 degrees Fahrenheit for you over in America. That's what it was today. And I'm feeling every bit of it at the moment. So we are going to smash this one out. Week 8 preview, games breakdown. This is how it looks like now. We got a full slate of 7 days of games played in the NBA this past week and week 8, and that is what the title says. It is not week 8. This is week 9. I will fix that. So week 9, we only have the 6 days again. We're getting used to these Sundays where there are no games played. So the previous couple of weeks was the in-season tournament. This go-around, it's obviously because of Christmas Eve. No games usually played on Christmas Eve, as is normal tradition in the NBA. But on the Monday, we have 11 games. Tuesday, 4. Wednesday, 10. Thursday, 8. Friday, 6. And Saturday, 13. Sunday, 0. So we've got Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, very high volume days. Now, you might be able to stream on the Wednesday, but we definitely will be able to stream on the Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, which, like we've had a few times this year already, that leaves us with an ability to potentially just continue to use every single ad for a particular stream on the best day possible. So targeting those low volume days on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 4 days potentially available to stream. 4 ads is typical in a regular league, so we can use each of our ads for a single edition on the waiver wire. So for that reason, we won't be worrying too much about the back-to-backs this week. But if your league is different, obviously you need to make adjustments. And if you can stream on a Monday or Wednesday or both or the Saturday even, you obviously need to go ahead and look at that one. But when it comes to streaming, guys, we're focusing players on the Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, potentially the Wednesday as well. If we have a look for weekly leagues, now, for most part, most teams are playing either 3 or 4 games this week. However, there is one team, the Phoenix Suns, which only plays 2 games this week. They are the only team that plays 2 games. Now, for weekly leagues, this means that you're probably not starting anyone outside of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. I probably wouldn't start Nurkic, and I definitely wouldn't start any of those other guys, Grayson Allen, Eric Gordon. Bradley Beal is obviously out for weeks, so obviously you're not starting him, and you might be dropping him. So Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, they're the two players that are starts in weekly fantasy league. Everyone else, I don't believe, are starts, with every other team playing either 3 or 4 games that week. But for daily changes leagues that where you're adjusting your lineup every single day, even though they got two games, we're not ignoring the Phoenix Suns when it comes to streaming because both of their games are played on low volume day. And so they have two quality games this week, which means that we do need to still be switched on to them. And with Bradley Beal's injury and things like that, there are streaming options available for that team. So we will talk about that. We'll talk about that just now. So quality games. The best that we can do this week is get two quality games for any team. No team has three or more quality games this week. No team plays on all three of those low volume days. The best we can get out of these ones is two if you wanted to make one ad and get multiple players playing at the beginning of the week, multiple games in for those low volume days. These are the teams that we are targeting. We are targeting the Warriors, the Grizzlies, the Bucks, the Pelicans, the Suns, the Trailblazers, the Spurs, and the Wizards. So eight teams for us to choose from there. So got a few different decent options on those ones there. We are going to get into the streamers later, and you will see a few names come up a lot in those streamers, specifically on the Warriors. Players like Brandon Podziemski and Jonathan Kuminga are, I think, must-adds at the moment. In category leagues, I'd prioritize Podziemski. In points leagues, especially Yahoo points leagues, I'd prioritize Kuminga. ESPN points leagues, you might be a little bit more splitting hairs between the two. I think both of them can be added in all formats, though, for 12 and potentially even 10-team leagues as well, depending on who you're dropping. So they've got a really good schedule this week with two quality games, and I think they also have staying power for long-term value. The Grizzlies, Ja Morant is supposed to be coming back this week, I believe, so that will be interesting. It might throw a spanner in the works in terms of some of the streaming targets, so I wouldn't get too excited about the players like Derrick Rose. You're really looking at players like a Bismack Biyombo. If he's going to continue to start or at least play minutes in the mid-20s, he's probably the main guy we're looking for from that team. The Bucks, you've got players like Malik Beasley. That's probably about it. Maybe if you've got someone like a Bobby Portis on the waiver wire, he's someone you can have a look at from there. The New Orleans Pelicans, their rotations are a little bit all over the place in terms of some of their back-end guys, but players like a Dyson Daniels or Jose Alvarado for steals, both of them can be really good additions to stream in those categories. Like we said, the Phoenix Suns, your Grayson Allens, your Eric Gordon, and your Drew Eubanks are the guys that we are probably looking for streams. Points and threes and free throw percentage for the first two, the guards and the wings, and then for Drew Eubanks, the rebounds, field goal percentage, and blocks. The Portland Trailblazers, a lot of people still have Scoot Henderson on the waiver wire, so for points leagues, for scoring, for assists, he's definitely someone we look at, and that's about it for them because they are starting to get a bit healthy. Players like a Matisse Thybulle are always on our waiver wire, or you know, we're always looking at them for steals, but a little bit less enticing now because they are healthy. The Spurs, you're looking at someone like a Trey Jones, although he was out, I think, today. And Malachi Branham is another one who's popping up with maybe a potential assist stream over there. If Zach Collins was dropped, rightfully so, he is also someone you can look to stream for rebounds as well. And for the Wizards, big one here for Bilal Coulibaly. Definitely, like I said before, with the Warriors guys, I think he's a long-term add, and I'd be adding him anyway, not even just to stream, but just to sort of get ahead and see how things go. But he's at least very minimum a streamer for steals and blocks and potentially rebounds for that team as well. Danny Avdia for rebounds if he's available is another guy that you can also have a look at. So those are the main teams. Now, a lot of other teams do play at least one quality game, so we will highlight some other names outside of these teams, but it is important to familiarize yourself with these particular teams for this week because if, for whatever reason, you're trying to conserve some ads, maybe you can do some more streaming on those high-volume games just the way your team is set up, then these are the teams that you're going to want to have a look at, and some of those names we just discussed should be high on your radar. So in terms of the optimal plan, I think, again, tough to sort of give the one-size-fits-all, but what I would be definitely trying to do is target players on the low-volume day starting with that Tuesday. So on that Tuesday, we have, what have we got, five games played, so 10 teams playing. We've got the Boston Celtics, the Bulls, the Cavs, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Suns, Kings. And did I say Dallas before? Did I say Dallas? If I didn't, Dallas also plays. So those teams are playing on the Tuesday. I would be prioritizing... I'm reading the wrong week. That is week 8. Week 9. There is 4 games. I thought I had 4 games somewhere. Sorry, scratch all that. The 4 games... 8 teams that are playing are the Celtics, the Warriors, so those two carry over, the Grizzlies, the Bucks, the Pelicans, the Suns, the Trailblazers, and the Spurs. So a lot of the teams that are up on the screen right now do play on that Tuesday. So I'd be targeting those guys first and foremost because of that four volume day. There are not many options, so get ahead and grab those guys. Then look to see if you can stream on the Wednesday. If you have a full roster, you can look to stream on the Wednesday. If that is the case, I would then be looking to get a team that plays on the back-to-back on the Wednesday. So if you're looking for those back-to-backs, these teams play those back-to-backs. The Chicago Bulls, the Cleveland Cavaliers, a couple of good names for us to stream from there as well. The Indiana Pacers, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Timberwolves, and the Orlando Magic and Utah Jazz. So there are a number of teams playing the back-to-back on the Wednesday and Thursday. So this is where I would look to try and get that two games played for one ad, and then look to add another person on the Friday. And on the Friday, there are six games, which are the Atlanta Hawks, the Nets, the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Heat, and the 76ers, Suns, Kings, Raptors, and Wizards. So again, you've got a decent amount of teams to choose from, 12 teams to choose from there for that Friday. You're not going to be able to stream on the Saturday, and then Sunday there's obviously no game. So that's three ads to give you potentially four games played extra for this week, and you've got an extra ad up your sleeve to go towards more of a long-term stream if you like, or if you want to get something very specific on the Sunday and you want to maybe get someone who's going to go straight into your starting 10, you can do that depending on if the matchup that week is going to go down to a single category. So that is what I'd be doing as an optimal plan. Grabbing someone on the Tuesday, if I can stream on the Wednesday, looking at that back-to-back. If not, obviously you leave it, and then target the Thursday and Friday teams, giving yourself an ad left for the Saturday or for a long-term ad up your sleeve. Let's talk about some specific players.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And what we are looking for streamers. I've got a lot of names on here, guys, more than I normally have, because it feels like there's a lot of good players out there that have lower ownership. Everyone on this list is under 65% owned on Yahoo. So some of them might not be available, but some of them I've chosen are widely available at the moment. So, but a lot of good names here for fantasy points leagues. Top of the list here, I try to rank it sort of in order of priority. The players at the top here, I think, have at least medium to long-term staying power as well. So number one, Caris LeVert. Obviously, without Darius Garland for a month and Evan Mobley out for 6 to 8 weeks, he is going to step up into a larger role, and he is a very good points league player. He has some deficiencies from the percentages, but he will get volume and he will score good fantasy points. Colin Sexton, similar type of thing with Keontae George out as well. And I believe there's also... who's the other guy? I believe there's someone else out for the Utah Jazz. Hold on. Jordan Clarkson is also out for the Utah Jazz. So Colin Sexton's going to get a big run there. Scoot Henderson's been playing better recently, so I still think he is someone that needs to be added, and I think he's going to be really good down the stretch of the season. Patrick Williams is playing decently at the moment, so I think he's an add for points leagues. Jonathan Kuminga, we highlighted earlier, I'd prioritize him over Brandon Podziemski, but both I think can be added for points leagues, but Kuminga I'd have ahead in a points league. Sadiq Bey. This is, again, a little bit more. Now we're getting down lower in the priority. Sadiq Bey, Tim Hardaway Jr., still jacks him up. DeAndre Hunter, Tari Eason, and Dante Exum can all be good streamers in points leagues. Probably from Sadiq Bey down to Tim Hardaway, Hunter, Tari, Exum. They probably don't have as much long-term potential staying power than some of the guys above Brandon Podziemski. So that's kind of where I've split them up there. If we look into category leagues, looking more into the points category, again, a lot of similar names that do cross over a lot, but we've got Caris LeVert, Sexton, Kuminga, Podziemski, Sadiq Bey, Tim Hardaway Jr., Scoot Henderson, Eric Gordon. We touched on before Eric Gordon in terms of the two quality games. He's someone that you can definitely have a look at. DeAndre Hunter and Norm Powell as well. Now, Norm Powell, because Paul George returned back today, he's probably less valuable when one of those sort of big three or four are out, but he still can come in and give you some decent points on any given night. And he does have that back-to-back on the Wednesday and Thursday. So important to note for those Clippers guys. For the three-pointers, Tim Hardaway Jr. again, Eric Gordon, Grayson Allen, as we mentioned, no Beal. He should be getting an extended run. Malik Beasley is one of the best streamers out there when he's healthy. I believe he missed last game, but he should be back. I don't think he's going to be out for very long. Grant Williams, as long as Kyrie Irving is out, he's going to be getting some good usage and jacking up threes. Sadiq Bey, Sammy Hauser, Boston has the Tuesday game, I want to say, as well. So he's someone that you could look on early in the week to give you... he's pretty good for three threes a night, I would say. And Dante DiVincenzo starting. He kind of is a bit hot and cold. Went off for a big game today. Lots of threes today. So we know he's capable of. He's had 7-plus threes game this season. So he is capable of a big three-pointer volume day on any given night. So he is definitely someone to consider for three-point streaming. Let's go to rebounds. Not as many rebound streamers. There's a few good ones, but a lot of them have been snatched up in a lot of leagues, but we'll go through them in case they are still floating around on your waiver wire. Isaiah Hartenstein is a big one. So he's a guy that, despite not starting, I still think he's going to be much better with no Mitch Robinson. Nick Richards, the doubtful tag, the dreaded Charlotte Hornet doubtful tag is over there on Mark Williams, so I don't know exactly how long he's going to be out for, but if he is remaining out, Nick Richards is a great stream option for that one. Kevon Looney for the Warriors. I think it helps him a little bit with no Draymond, and he can rebound even in 20 minutes a night. Bismack Biyombo, assuming he's still getting some decent minutes. Wait to see a little bit how things shake up with Ja Morant back, but I don't think it should affect him all that much. Andre Drummond, even in a backup role, is one of the best rebounders in the NBA. And Jeremy Sochan, just through minutes and opportunity, should be a decent rebounder. And I guess with with one fewer big guy out on the court with Zach Collins on the bench, I think that can help his rebounding numbers, at least for a streaming option. Let's go to the assists. Brandon Podziemski, you're going to see his name a lot here. TJ McConnell, he started today with no Tyrese Haliburton. I don't think that's going to be a long-term thing, but even in a backup role, TJ McConnell is one of the best assist streamers out there. That he's still basically the primary backup point guard. He does share the court a little bit sometimes with Tyrese, so he's a good streamer there. Talen Horton-Tucker, whilst Keontae George is out, he's a guy that can give you some decent assists despite being poor in other areas. Be mindful of your percentages, but he can give you some decent assists. Caris LeVert, his main go-to thing is scoring, but he can also give you some assists and steals as well, so he is on this list. Dante Exum is doing really well while Kyrie Irving is out, and I think he should miss another couple of games, so he still should be on our radars as long as that is the case. Jeremy Sochan, again, issues with percentages and things like that, but a decent assist streamer. And Malachi Branham, who I really liked in the draft process, the pre-draft process. After the first year, I didn't like what I saw in year one. But maybe I was too hard or too quick to sort of, I don't know, put him, you know, away. I think I did a tweet earlier this year talking about players that I was high on, but sort of was not impressed with what I saw. And his name was on there. Maybe I was too quick to say that. I still need more sample size, but he's been playing better recently. And he is someone that, at least in the pre-draft process, I thought he had a bit of creation ability. And with this team experimenting with their point guard position, he has benefited a lot with some assists. So he has a little bit of staying power if it comes together. I'm not 100% confident that it will, but he is a very interesting one and plays on a Sunday. So by the time this podcast goes up, I'm recording this on Saturday night US time, Sunday night my time. So I don't know how he goes in that Sunday game, but he is definitely someone to have a look at least whilst he is in the starting lineup for the Spurs. Let's have a look at the steals streamer. Again, another Brandon Podziemski appearance here. He's the top of the list. Bilal Coulibaly, another guy that I think is pretty much an ad in most 12-team leagues regardless, but at least definitely a steal streamer even in 10-team leagues. KCP is forever on this list. Patrick Williams has been playing a little bit better recently, sometimes up and down in terms of scoring, but he is okay for defensive stats. Caris LeVert, we mentioned, just through sheer opportunity. And Isaac Okoro, who also started today, I believe, in place of Darius Garland. Now, he had a big one, if I'm not mistaken. Let me actually have a look at what he did today, because I remember seeing a pretty decent line from him. Let me quite double check this live on air as I'm recording. So in today's game, he put up 18 points, 3 threes, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal per game. So shot really efficiently and played 31 and a half minutes. That's the biggest thing. If he's going to play 31 and a half minutes or 30 plus, he's a decent guy to get you some steals. A few games ago when he played 33 minutes against the Detroit Pistons, he had 4 steals. So he is a really good guy to grab some steals. And again, I do believe they play a back-to-back at some point this week. Let me double check that for you guys because I don't want to talk out of my... Yes, so they do play the Wednesday, Thursday back-to-back. So if you're looking for steals in your matchup and you're looking at that Wednesday, Thursday back-to-back, I think Isaac Okoro is a good guy to have a look at there. And then TJ McConnell, who we mentioned also in the assist stream. He's also a very good steals streamer there as well, despite potentially going back to the bench. I still think he's worth an option or a look there, and he's available very much in most areas. Let's go on to the other defensive stat, the blocks. Isaiah Hartenstein, similar story. Again, Mitch Robinson out. He will benefit, and he will be a great streamer there. Bilal Coulibaly, still think must roster basically at this point and just see how things go. Patrick Williams, we've also mentioned. Nick Richards, again, without Mark Williams or doubtful, he is an excellent streamer. Bismack Biyombo, a couple of names we haven't touched on too much. Derek Jones has been playing really well. He is a guy that can get you some decent blocks. He's also not a bad scorer and three-point option. Bit of a unique play compared to some of his other traditional big guys in this list. So he's got some decent scope to play decent minutes whilst Kyrie Irving is out, weirdly enough. And then Tari Eason, who took more blocks than steals recently, but and there's been a bit of, I put a claim on him, didn't quite get him in industry pickup, but his minutes were up two games before this most recent game. Minutes came down, still put up a decent line, but a little bit hit and miss, I think, with those minutes a bit lower, but he has the potential, obviously, to play or put up some really good stats in limited minutes. So he is someone that I still think is worth a shot. But compared to some of these other guys ahead of him, probably one of the more risky ones when it comes to streaming because his minutes are a bit lower. Let's go into the percentages. Field goal percentage, a lot of big guys here. Isaiah Hartenstein, Nick Richards, Bismack Biyombo, Derek Jones, Kevon Looney, and Kelly Olynyk, who we haven't touched on now. Olynyk started today and put up a decent line. He is a guy that is pretty good from both the field and free throw line. So he is someone that is a very nice fantasy category league play because of those reasons. So he's a nice one that we can also have a look at from the Utah Jazz. And then for the free throw percentage, a couple of guys we've already talked about, Colin Sexton, DeAndre Hunter, Kelly Olynyk, Harrison Barnes, who's always on there for a good free throw percentage stream, Benedict Mathurin, similar sort of story, doesn't do much else but can get to the free throw line and hit him at a decent rate, KCP, and Grayson Allen, who we've also both touched on. So lots of different options there to guys. It feels like there's a lot of good scoring and threes and defensive stats guys available right now, so some really good options, I think, to get ahead and grab those guys. Some of them as well I probably would be adding anyway and just kind of having them on my roster over this next week or two to see where things go. Bilal, Brandon Podziemski, Colin Sexton, Patrick Williams, Kuminga, all those kind of guys I think are adds for the medium term, I think, right now. And we kind of wait and see how things shake up with players like Andrew Wiggins, players like Darius Garland, and all those other players that are potentially set to come back. And we just kind of see how things go from there. But at least at the very minimum in the short term, they have some good streaming ability. So that will do it for us today, guys. Smash it out in under 25 minutes and I can go back downstairs and into the aircon and get out of this sweltering heat. Thank you very much again for tuning in. Industry Pickup podcast will be over on Kingy's channel at Fantasy Basketball International on their YouTube channel and podcast. So if you do want to check in and see the results, I don't know. Right now, I'm up 5-4 against Kingy, but I think he's going to get me tomorrow with a few rebounders, which I've had a shocking, shocking week when it comes to health. So if you want to see me go and spill my guts out and be miserable, you can check that one out on that one. We do have the buy low and sell highs coming this week, so they will be coming out in the next couple of days. So stay tuned to that one there. And if you are a fan of all this fantasy basketball content, make sure you give this video a big thumbs up, hit subscribe, hit like, chuck a comment down in the comment section below, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.